AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says all eyes are on Florida.
We are on the alert and in action. We've approved every request Florida has made for temporary assistance, emergency assistance, long-term assistance that I've received.
Hurricane Ian is close to making landfall in Florida. Top winds are around 155 miles per hour, very close to very dangerous Category 5 status. National Weather Service Director Ken Graham says Ian is big.
I wish this wasn't a forecast that's about to come true. Okay, so this is a devastating storm for parts of Florida, not just on the southwest coast, but also inland associated with some of these impacts. This is going to be a storm we talk about for many years to come. It's a historic event.
Forecasters say the heavy populated Fort Myers area could get storm surge up to 18 feet. FEMA Director Deanne Criswell is worried about all the rain from Ian.
Water is dangerous, period. From coastal storm surge to inland flooding, the majority of the state of Florida is in Ian's crosshairs.
More than 2.5 million people are under mandatory evacuation orders in Florida, but by law, no one could be forced to leave. Russia is poised to formally annex parts of Ukraine, where occupied areas held a Kremlin-orchestrated referendum denounced by Kyiv and the West as illegal and rigged on living under Moscow's rules. The Kurdish regional government says an Iranian drone bombing campaign targeting the bases of an Iranian-Kurdish opposition group in northern Iraq killed at least 9 people. Wildlife officials are tracking a mountain lion that attacked a 7-year-old boy and prompted the closure of a sprawling Southern California park. The boy was taken to a hospital with injuries not considered life-threatening. Bond markets around the world are relaxing after London's central bank pledged to do whatever's needed to restore calm in the financial markets. Stocks in the U.S. have been wavering amid recession risks. This is AP News. Pumpkin farmers are adapting to improve soil and lower emissions. Your next pumpkin pie may have a lower carbon footprint.
Everybody's getting into the Environmental Act, and you just got to change.
Bill Saz grows pumpkins for Libby's in Illinois. He's been farming for 47 years.
If you can't change, then you won't be around very long.
Rochelle Malin with Nestle says farmers are adopting regenerative techniques.
Bill, from implementing reduced tillage practices, has saved 119 tons of soil in 2021. That's equivalent to like 7 dump trucks.
Saz is also attracting natural pollinators like bees and butterflies.
The bees help transfer the pollen from the male to the female and increases the pumpkin production.
Saz says his pumpkin yields were lower than past years, but he still made a good profit. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.